line of scrimmage and somehow managed to get five more yards, and there's the call. Touchdown, Cass City. Number 22, Brendan Ricker, just pile drives right through the line and is for the five-yard scamper for the touchdown. 20-0, Cass City.
Yeah, he was very close. I actually thought from our angle he came down short, but barely not a touchdown. Good, powerful run there for Ricker.
Going for two once again, 2:17 left in the second quarter. Cass City 20, Bad Axe nothing. Coming down the same formation as that big catch from Watson Moore. Wide receiver wide each way, wing tee to the left. Arnold hands it off to number 26, Personowski, and he gets through the line with ease, and he rolls into the end zone for the two-point conversion is good. Now it's Cass City 22, Bad Axe nothing, 2:17 for halftime. You're tuned to WLEW.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Two minutes and 17 seconds before halftime, Cass City decides to score once again. Now it's 22-0. It only took three plays for Cass City to score and only took a minute 8 off the clock. That's not the best clock management for Cass City, but when you're up by 22, it doesn't really matter.
Hey, when your drive ends with a touchdown, two-point conversion,
I'll let it slide.
Yeah, absolutely. No questions asked. Another solid drive by Cass City. They just sort of pounded away three, four, five, six at a time, make first downs and continue drives and wear out the Bad Axe defense. Bad Axe defense hanging tough, forcing a few stops. The offense has got to get going. Be nice to see a little life out of them with just over two and change to go before the half. Nice to see them move the ball a little bit here and give them a little sign of life for the second half.
Cass City kicking this one off from their own 40-yard line. There's the boot. High flying to center field to the 10-yard line is number 4. Dylan White rolls to his right. He's out to the 30-yard line, to the 35, out to the 40. Finally dragged down at the 42-yard line by number 52, the kicker, Kelby Rowell.
That's probably not a good sign when the kicker's making the tackle, but a nice play by him to haul him down.
I'm not quite sure how he got in the middle of that pack. There were still men behind him, but the kicker going right in, head over heels, and brings down Dylan White, number 4.
He hustles, man. Does it all.
So, Bad Axe working with 58 yards for a score from their own 42-yard line, 2 minutes and 6 seconds before halftime. Bad Axe trails 22-0 to the host, Cass City Redhawks. It's red formation once again for Bad Axe. Two receivers wide each way. Braden in the shotgun. And now we have whistles and a timeout called by Bad Axe. 2:05 left before halftime, 22-0 Cass City. You're tuned to WLEW.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
We're getting stir-crazy over here before halftime. 22-0, Cass City with the lead over the Bad Axe Hatchets. 2:05 left before halftime. Bad Axe with the ball, first and 10 from the 42-yard line in their own territory. Spread formation, Braden in the shotgun. Screen pass to the left to number 3, Seth Geiger breaks free the first tackle and is finally hit at midfield. He dropped down to the 49-yard line in Cass City territory. That's a gain of 9 on the catch and carry. To number 3, Seth Geiger.
The corner playing an easy 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. Great recognition there by Braden. Just snapped throw over to Geiger. Made a nice move. Made a guy miss it and earned all of that 9 yards.
That's the first complete pass for Ben Braden tonight. He's 1 for 3 for 9 yards. Seconding 1 for the Hatchets. Right in front of us at the 49-yard line. Right to left across your radio. Braden screen pass at the right side now. Number 12. He gets the first down and then about 5 more yards. Finally to the 44-yard line. That is number 12, Tyler Labor, the kicker, wide receiver, tight end, junior for Bad Axe. First and 10, moving the chains for the first time tonight are the Hatchets.
They are. Better late than never here. Good sign for the offense here. We'll see if they can keep it rolling with just under 2 minutes to go.
So a 6-yard catch and carry for another screen pass. Back-to-back screen passes there for Bad Axe. And Tyler Labor brings in his first catch. First and 10 from the 44-yard line. Bannock trying to get a drive here before halftime. They have 90 seconds to do so.
Cass City, a little bit of a prevent defense. Bannock recognize it. Quick throws here.
Cass City comes with the blitz. And wide open is number 7, but loses his footing out at the 15-yard line. He was wide open. Curtis Dickinson read the route wrong. Led number 7, Bailey Hines, wide open. He tripped when he's trying to backtrack a little bit to catch it and fell. Incomplete pass. Now, 2nd and 10.
Ben Braden under a little pressure there. Threw it off his back foot. The ball floated a little bit. Dickinson kept running. The defender kept right on running. Hines made the adjustment, turned around to the ball, made a play on it, and lost his footing, and the ball fell next to him. Could have been a nice game there for Bad Axe.
Minute 20 before halftime. Clock is stopped because of the incomplete pass. 22-0 Cass City over Bad Axe. Bad Axe with the ball. At the Cass City 44-yard line. Braden back under center, power eye. Tight end to the right, that's number 4, Dylan White. This is a handoff to the left side, number 7. Breaks free of the first tackle, that's Bailey Hines, caught in the backfield. And there's a fumble in doing so. And it is indeed a fumble. He's being brought down about 70 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And in doing so, fumbled it. Now about 5 yards behind that at the 44-yard line is a fumble recovery by Cass City.
Oh, no. Bad Axe, they ran a little bit of a wide receiver option play. The receiver came in motion, and the quarterback option passed it to him, pitched it to him in the backfield. Nowhere to go. He cut back to the middle of the field. And in doing so, he got in between two defenders and tried to pitch it to his teammate before he went down to try and make something out of nothing. The pitch play went right through his teammate's hands out of the ground, like a lateral pass, actually, and Cass City just hopped on it. Big mistake there for Bad Axe.
Cass City offense back on the field, 1st and 10, 1:05 left. Hartle back to pass. He has the wide open number 8. Dickinson at the 10-yard line, and he drops in. That is a 44-yard pass and a touchdown, Cass City. It only takes one play to do it, and they do so. With 59 seconds before halftime, it's now Cass City 28, Bad Axe nothing.
When a team turns it over is when they're most vulnerable, Clark. Cass City sniffed it out and said, we're going to do a little play action here. A little hesitation move there by Dickinson. Fooled the corner and
wide open by 10 yards.
He put nothing but green grass in between him and the defender. Great throw. Great spiral there by Dakota Hartle. Excellent play there by Cass City.
59 seconds before halftime. It's now 28-0. Cass City going for 2. As a handoff to number 26, Personalski. He's caught, and he just gets across the pylon there. And his two-point version is good. So now, the score is a 30-point lead for Cass City, 30-0 over Bad Axe.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, member FDIC.